Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everybody. You are tuned in to Yizer, Victim Stoppers, listening to Renita Graves and Ayana Muhammad.
Yes, ma'am. I'm here.
Hello?
Ayana, are you here? Now. I'm here. Your sound keep going in and out. You get your microphone fixed over there.
Well, maybe if it wasn't turned down low,
I think you got to shorten your cord, you know. You keep going in and out.
A warranty, so I need to send it back. Anywho, tonight.
Yeah, you do.
No.
No,
hello?
Your phone keep going in and out, so I can't hear you. You keep going in and out. I'm here, but you coming in. You having technical difficulties over there, I see. Along with having a cold.
Can you hear me now?
I can hear you now. Yes, ma'am, I can.
Okay. Good evening, everybody. You're tuned in to Yizer, Victim Stoppers Radio, listening to Renita Graves and Ayana Muhammad on Against All Odds tonight. Ayana, deep
yes,
conversation.
Ma'am. Hit him with it. Okay.
Your childhood defines your love life today. There are things that happen to children, you know.
There you go with your headphones set again. I believe what you was trying to say is things that happen to kids that affect their relationships today.
Maybe it's yours.
It ain't me, it's you. Don't put that on me. It's you. It's you.
Anywho, it might be. Can you hear me now?
I can hear you now. I can hear you now. But you would make a movement or something, and then you would go out. So I'd be like, I know what because I know what the topic is.
Yeah.
Okay,
so I have people texting me saying not me. So they can the listeners can hear me just fine. Maybe it's your
Excuse me then. Let me switch my headset then. How about that?
maybe happen to kids. Like I said, early childhood, teenagers, preteens, even that mess with them throughout their lives. And when they become adults, it's just hard for them to grasp the concept of someone actually being able to love them the right way.
Yeah, that is exactly the interesting thing is, I don't think that a lot of folks realize that things that have happened to them in their childhood affect their relationship today. I think it's a lot of people that don't even realize that, like don't know that they were spoiled as a kid and was why they need all the attention in the relationship.
Or something may have happened, you know, traumatically while they were
true.
A kid.
Yep. Now, I think those are the obvious ones, though. You know what I'm saying? You go through something traumatic as a kid. I think that's more obvious that that's going to affect you in your adulthood and in your relationship, right?
Mm-hmm.
But I think it's the ones that aren't obvious, the ones that, you know, you had both your parents in the house and something happened and your father and your mother, they separated and your father left and you never heard from him again. You know what I'm saying? Like, those ones are the ones that you'd be like, wow, you don't realize how that affected you to
right.
relationships that you look for today. You know what I'm saying? It's crazy. I'm trying to think, do I have anything? Probably a few.
Okay. We can't ask the callers to spill their beans. I'm going to spill mine.
Okay, we'll spill yours. Go ahead. I'm listening.
No, you talk to me. Let's go.
Let me see. Do I have...
Just drop
yes,
one.
Okay, so my parents loved them to death. Don't know if my mom is listening, but they always got along, but then they would have their moments where they would fight, and it would get physical sometimes. And I think in my relationships today, you can't even yell at me and think this is going to go any further in a discussion at all. Not going to happen. So I think that's one of the main ones. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. When someone gets loud with you or something like that, it triggers the arguments that your parents had?
I just know I don't want that type of relationship. So... from a relationship standpoint, I can't do it. I can't. I feel like if we start down this path, I don't know where it's going to go. So I'm pretty much probably done talking to you. And whatever we was about to have is done. Not having it. I'm out.
Okay, so I got two. And one of them may be funny. And I probably, as a preteen, you know, I didn't really know what a boyfriend's role in your life was until I got older. But I had this so-called boyfriend. I'm probably 11, 12. To me, my boyfriend is supposed to help me deliver these newspapers. He's supposed to carry
mm-hmm.
my book. You know what I'm saying? So at 11 or 12, this is what a boyfriend... When we get finished, all the tips we're going to decide that he was going to my so-called boyfriend that was helping me deliver the papers decided that he was going to date all my other friends in the neighborhood.
Whoa.
Yeah, so that kind of helping me deliver the papers.
Mm-hmm.
He just stopped everything. So that I think that was the thing that broke my trust with men. And, you know, and it's juvenile now. You think it's kind of like, really?
Right, y'all didn't have
I
no clear mind, nothing. Like, yeah, you had
right.
questions. Yeah. No,
but I would at 11, you should be thinking like me.
Yeah.
If you're my boyfriend, you're not supposed to go date my other friends.
It's supposed to be me and you. We chill, you know, watch Cemetery together, all that good stuff. So
right.
I think once you think about it,
this may have been the beginning of trust issues.
Second guessing.
Right. The things that you do and the things that you say when it relates to men. Then the second thing is, you know, as I grew up, and I don't know if my mom is on here or not, but my mom was dating this guy, and me and my older brother was in the bedroom, and we heard them arguing. This is the only time that I've ever heard my mom argue with a guy. And he left out, when he was walking out the door, I saw him carrying her purse. And when I went in the room, she had a knot on her forehead. And I just remember going to the hospital with her that night and just being there. So in my little young mind, I probably was like, six maybe. But just knowing that this man put his hands on my mom, you know, and I'm like, there's nobody ever in life going to put their hands on me. Like, we're going to fight to the finish. I'm going to try to kill
you.
Don't
right,
ever touch
exactly.
me. But that was the only incident that I had, you know, in that perspective. But it,
now,
I still think about it now, 40 years later.
Yeah, I get that. Because I think, like, even with me, it's like, it's not that my dad was an abuser or my mom was a victim or anything like that. Like, no, I mean, they was like two people that they would have a fight here and there and everything would be great. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I had a great childhood. I can't even pretend like I didn't. Like, it was hella cool, you know what I'm saying? But it's those little memories that you have that trigger how you go forward in relationships, right? So,
exactly.
Like, even... And then that's like a negative, but there are some positive things that happen that you deem positive as a child, right? But when you go into adult relationships, that don't work. Like I say, like being spoiled. My dad spoiled me. I got everything that I wanted. It was no ifs, ands, or buts about it. So now as an adult, it's like, I don't understand what type of man you are if you're not trying to spoil me. Like, what? This is confusing. Like, what are you talking about?
And as a little girl, that's important. Because your dad is supposed to be your first line of defense when it comes to how a man is supposed to treat you.
Right, exactly. So when I see how he treated me, how he provided for us, how he did everything, made sure we had everything, and how he took care of my mom when it came to things, it's like now when I meet guys and they be like, oh, well, you know, we 50-50 and we in this and we this, you be like, what? That's not being the provider if we 50-50. Like, that's not how that's supposed to go. So I have to think differently in today's world than, like we said last week, back then on how relationships were, right? Like how traditional things were. Because it's not like that no more. And that's hard.
But why should you have to think differently? That comes with settling. It's somebody
But I just think it goes back to if guys, I know guys that have grown up without their dad, right? Like, they didn't have a dad. So they grew up basically taking care of their mom or making sure she had everything, or the mom spoiling them, either way, you know. But the thing is that so they don't know how to be that guy in a relationship because they've never seen it. And they never seen it. They don't know how to be that guy. So when I come across a guy, he's like, nah, I mean, you know, he don't know you're supposed to do certain things for women and things like that. So they don't know it. And those are things that happen in your childhood that affect you in your relationships today. So, but
see,
I'm working on myself. I'm not going to lie. I'm working on me. I am. I'm not going to lie. I'm spoiled. I am spoiled rotten. I am.
The who?
I'm spoiled. I want what I want when I want it.
And you shouldn't settle for anything less.
That's what I keep telling myself. Exactly. Like, what?
But we do.
We do a lot of
settling.
Yeah. We do.
Because it's, I mean, it's hard. I mean, there's a lot of reasons why things like this play into
how we love other people, and not just our spouses or our mates, just how we relate to, like, to other females, to coworkers. I mean, it's just things that have happened, and a lot of people don't look back into their childhood and define those things or try to figure out why they are the way they are with certain things. Like, when we decided to do this topic, I took all week, and I'm like, well, why am I this way? Like, what happened? Did something happen in my childhood? And then I thought about those two things, and I was like, these are something that even after all these years, I really remember how I felt when this happened. And even though at 11 or 12 years old, I wasn't having sex. I wasn't even thinking about having sex. I was pretty much a little tomboy.
But it was that,
I lost
that
trust in my so-called boyfriend that is supposed to be there for me to help me do this. Like, we entered into an agreement, and you broke my trust because, unbeknownst to me, you started talking to my other friends.
Like, what? I completely can understand that. You know what I'm saying? Like, you, at a young age, like, it's funny, I read, in doing the research, I read this article about how there's a window for a newborn baby, right? To show them some form of love, affection, or even talking to them. Because if you don't do it within that window, it makes it more challenging for them to be able to learn how to do those things, right? So when I was, because I told you I'd be working on myself, I read the book called Love Languages, right? And in the Love Language book, it talks about the different love languages, whether you like affirmation, physical, you know, all the different ways that you can show love to a person. And I recall growing up that my dad saying, I love you, was not something that he did often. But the way that he showed me by doing things, buying things, making sure that I was covered, making sure I had everything I had, I knew that he loved me. So in my relationships today, I may not say that I love you, right? But I feel like if I'm doing actions, I'm doing actionable things, then I'm telling you that I love you. Right. But if the person that you're in a relationship with, their love language, so they don't know that that's what I'm doing. You know what I'm saying? So that causes a problem when you all don't communicate that. But that was, that's how I was. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's me. That's how I am. I'm not about to be the lovey-dovey. And I mean, I can be, but I'd rather be like, I'm going to do things that's going to show you that I love you. But I get that from my childhood. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's where I get it from. And if I don't know that I can change it, I probably should work on it. But, you know me, my issues. Let me see somebody about it. Look, I'm going to see somebody about it. But at least I can admit it, though. You know what I'm saying? Like, some people can't even admit that they got problems. At least I know.
Because they don't know
I got problems. They've been listening long enough. They know I got issues.
Before we started talking about this was the show we were going to do this week, I would have never even thought, even though it was in the back of my mind, I never thought about, you know, this dude. And I see him still, like, when I go home, I still see him, and I don't think about the fact that you were a little whore when we were 11 years old. You know what I'm saying? Like, you stopped helping me deliver my papers. It's nothing that I think about. But then when we started talking about we were going to do this show, and I was like, what happened? Does this affect me? And then I thought, like, yeah, because I don't trust people. Because if I'm giving you, if we have an understanding and you break that understanding, that means you became disloyal. So now I have a hard time trusting people. And I'm always, if you say that you're going to the store, then that's what I feel like you're doing. You may go to the store, go to the gas station, hit, you know what I'm saying? Still went to the store, but I'm like, to me, that's a lot. So I'm looking back at some of the stuff, and yeah, of course, my childhood does define my love life today. It does. It's a lot of stuff that I just absolutely refuse to put up with, and that's my choice.
I don't disagree, and I bet you it's just like, we're not the only ones that's like that. I think it's the fact that we're discussing,
sure,
having a conversation.
I'm sure it's listening, some folks listening, I was like, dang, I never really thought about on what happened to me on Tuesday in like 82 that changed my whole,
my whole thought process. Yeah.
Right, like my whole thought process on relationship. It's like if your first relationship, okay, so basically what you're saying is one of your first relationships.
No, that wasn't my first. I know nothing about having a boyfriend. Right. And so in my mind, my boyfriend is supposed to do these things. Because I don't know nothing about no boyfriend. My daddy told me that boys had cooties and don't touch them. All they're good for is carrying your books. So carry my books, deliver these papers, and that's your job as my boyfriend.
Right.
Don't put the lips on me and don't touch my privacy.
Right,
and we're straight.
But we cool, though. But you got cool.
Yeah.
No, that's funny, though. Like, yeah, these boys got cooties. That's funny. It's been a while because I heard the word cooties. I still think they got cooties, but that's not the topic.
That was what I live by, and that's how, you laughing. Anyway, people out there, if you're listening, check out our store on victimstoppers.us. We have a lot of self-defense products out there for sale. Make sure you check out under either Renita or Ayana.
Yep.
Yes, go out there like it's wintertime, so
this
you gonna
is
get
the
some,
season, yo. This is
the
season.
Protect yourself.
You out shopping, you need it. Yes, you do. Definitely. So check
it
out. We're
gonna take a call, Ayana, because I want to hear what other people have to say about this issue. Caller with the last four of 9220.
Hey, lady.
Hey.
Okay, so how are you?
I'm doing fine. How about yourself?
It is me.
It is you.
I am back. Who could this be? I don't know.
I know, honey. Hunty, what?
I don't know this caller, but I'm going to go ahead.
You don't know me, no.
What? Go ahead, caller. Tell us what happened in your childhood that affects your relationships today.
Did she hang up?
I mean, I think we lost her. She went back on mute.
Hold on.
Let's see if we can get her back.
Yeah, I'm trying. Hello? Okay, well,
I think we lost her.
I don't know what happened to our phone. Let's take another caller. Caller with the last four of 6354. Good evening, caller. Hello.
Good evening. How are you guys tonight?
We're doing fine. How about yourself?
All right, I can't complain. My childhood growing up, it taught me not to take any BS from a man. Growing up, my mother, now she dated, and of course men mess up, but she didn't take no bullshit from no man, and she wasn't going to beg no man to stay and be with her. And that's how I am today. If you want to go, bye. I'm not going to beg you. My feelings may be hurt, but life goes on, and I'm going to keep it moving.
Thank
you.
So,
yeah. That's
how
I
feel. So you basically saw your mother, like, not tolerating, and you was like, I'm going to be like her. I ain't tolerating it.
Yeah, I'm not tolerating it.
I'm not tolerating it.
Nope, I'm not tolerating
it.
I'm not about to beg you. Like, it goes on. There's another person out there for me. You just ain't it. So let me keep it moving.
See?
But that's not it.
You can't
settle, so I ain't mad at it. Do you.
Right.
So watching your mother and her relationship pretty much has defined the way you deal with relationships now. I get it.
Yeah.
I get it. I'm there. So I know.
Totally.
And then you have children?
Yes, I have one.
And you have a girl?
Yes. I have a little girl.
So you already know that
the way she looks at things is going to be totally different.
True. But, and see, like, my dad was my dad was in my life too. He also was one of them people like, no, if you, and he always told me this, if a man can't treat you better than how I treat you, you don't need to be with him.
Amen.
So, and I believe it. And even though my daughter is 3, I still tell her she's beautiful and not to let people disrespect her. So, hopefully she'll, be like me when she gets older and not put up with any man's BS.
But think about it. She's watching you. She's watching you. Just like
yeah,
you.
Yeah, she's watching,
watching her. She's watching you.
Yes.
Same thing. Yeah.
Yeah.
She watching. She be,
and
she
the
be
way...
in her room like, dang, mama hung up on him.
Yeah,
right. And my mama, just like you were, my mama didn't take no mess.
Right.
So I'm not going to take no mess. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So. I mean, that's a good thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
that's how I go though. I think that's the thing. I think that's gonna be the theme in the show tonight, Renita, is parents have to understand that their kids are always watching.
Always
even when you don't think
watching.
They watch.
Mm-hmm.
Even when you don't think
they
watch.
Yeah. Oh,
that's
trust
true.
Me. I know that they're watching. I know that they're watching and I know that they're observing, and it may not even be a conversation going on, but just body languages and, the rolling of the eyes. And kids can smell tension in a house.
Right.
And their
that's always the funny thing.
Are based off of the attitudes of their parents or whoever the adults are in that same house. They know something is going on and they know that it's wrong. And if it makes you uncomfortable, it's damn sure making them uncomfortable.
Yes.
So that's
for
one
sure.
thing we have to think about. When, when we're arguing and stuff in front of kids, because regardless of what people say, they may say, you know what, my childhood was good, you know, I saw a lot of things, but it's not affecting, I let it roll off my back, and I said the exact same thing until I started rethinking so that we can do this show. I thought,
mm-hmm.
the same thing, oh no, I'm a soldier.
I'm find
none
your
of that stuff that happened on back in the day bothers me. But that bothered me.
I'm gonna find your newspaper boy.
Thank you, caller. I'm gonna put you back on mute because I'm about to vent. I'm about to let it all out.
All right.
Thanks for listening, and I hope you continue to listen.
Yeah.
Yeah. So when I see him the next time, I'm saying, you know what? I'm gonna live in my truth. You know what?
Yeah.
Back in
the
day,
is,
like way back
he
in the
probably,
day,
he remembers
married
kids.
He
remembers him.
he
remembers
why married with kids. But I'm gonna let him know. I'm gonna say, look, you the reason why I don't trust nobody.
That's funny.
That
That's funny.
Crazy.
That's
funny. Let's pay some bills.
No, let's do it.
Did you know that most alarm companies call the police after the break-in? And most burglaries take place between 10 a.m. and 3 p.m. when most people are not at home. Home alarm systems don't prevent burglaries. So why not be proactive? Get a Digital Guard Wireless HD home camera and monitoring system that can start as low as $684. Or you could lease a Digital Guard HD wireless home camera and monitoring system with no credit check for $50 a month. You'd only need a $275 deposit, and that's going to last you for 14 months. So call Digital Guard at 888-640-5777, hit option 2, and use the promo code Ayana.
Okay, Ayana, we are back, and we're talking about, does your childhood define your love life today?
Yeah.
Do we want to go into our next one, or you want to take one more caller?
I say let's take one more caller. Let's take one more caller.
Okay. Let's take one more caller. Caller with the last four of 5664. Good evening,
hello.
Caller. How are you?
I'm well. How are you?
I'm doing fine.
Tonight
on Against All Eyes with Renita and Ayana, we're talking about if your childhood defines your love life today. What do you feel about that? You think some things that happened in your childhood define the way you love people today?
I think I would have to say yes.
considering I was raised by. You can't hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you.
Yeah. Considering I was raised by my father, who was a single parent, I tend to have a demeanor of a man, kind of, so to speak. Which I don't think is bad. I don't think it's bad at all. It's just one of those things.
But so you're saying basically.
I want you to elaborate on that. Look, give us
I was
going to
say, so you're saying you have, like, you look at relationships differently than women do?
Well, my father, because he was a single father, he taught us that you don't have to depend upon a man. You can do it yourself. So I grew up with that mentality of kind of like the way a man thinks. Like, we can have sex, but you don't have to spend the night. You can go home. We're not in a relationship. We're just kind of doing what we do.
I like that.
You know, and I think that when the roles are reversed, men look at you a little differently. But don't get sex confused with a relationship. No, it's just sex. Go home now. And then, two, I make my own money, so I don't really have to have you in my life. If I want you, you're here. If not, then so be it. I don't really need your dick. I got 3, 4, 5 dildos here. So, you know,
see,
it's just
what
an incentive.
I'm done for the night. Thank you.
No,
for
I'm not done. Keep going. I'm not done, Collins. Keep going. Look, I need to take some notes. Go ahead.
So I think that, but there's a downside to that too, because when you do get into a relationship, you have to learn to tone it down and to know your, quote unquote, as they say, your place, because you don't want to come off disrespectful. Because you want to respect your mate, but it's hard. It's very hard. Lord knows it's hard. But I've learned that I always go to my father for anything, and that was something I had to learn in my relationship. I said, I don't need you. I got my daddy. I'm quick to say that, because he was the man that I relied on. Quick to say that. And I know a lot of females who couldn't say that. My daddy bought my first bra. My daddy set me down when I had my period. I didn't have a mother to do those things at that time until he got remarried. Then, you know, my stepmother came to play and all that, and that was great. So I had to learn a balance. By the time she came into my life, you know, I was middle school headed to high school. So whatever he's taught me, it was already instilled in me.
It was already instilled in you.
It was already there, so you weren't worried about it.
It was there, so it's hard. And even now, you know, I'm 39, and so, you know, you still got that nigga mentality. You like, fuck you, nigga, I don't need you.
She needed to be on that other show. She needed to be on the other one we had about them women that be like, they don't need no man. Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But I'm learning that's not the way it was designed to be.
But how do you see, and then I'm listening to you, and I'm thinking, you know what, this topic, a lot of people don't realize that the way that they were raised and the things that they witnessed and the stuff that they went through as a child really does define their love life today. And if you didn't sit back and think about all the things that you went through, like, some people just block it out. Like, I blocked out a lot, and I just choose not to think about it. But when I was made to think about it, like, everything just came back, and I'm like, yep, that was a reason. That there's multiple reasons that define my love life today that happened in my childhood. Now, I only mentioned two, but the way that your father was now, have you ran into any men that even remotely come close to the way your dad loved you, like, he was always there? Have you found a man that's always there? No matter what you needed, he was always there. He always came through.
Yes, one man.
Been clouded to where you ain't even looking for him because I got my daddy.
One man, and actually is him and my father get along pretty well. One man, And, you know, doing, you kind of mess up when you're younger because you're young. You don't really truly know. And I know I made some mistakes where that relationship was concerned. I said we both made mistakes. And I have a lot of regrets. But 25 years, we're still very, very, very close. We still talk on the regular. And we never know what the future holds. We just hope and pray. But our friendship, you know, I know will last forever. And I would like to say, I think, too, with my father, I would say that what he instilled in me was just more than, as it relates to my love life, it was my life, period. And I thank my mother for leaving me with my father and the type of father I had, because he instilled in me that, okay, yeah, you're going to get your grades and you're going to participate in extracurricular activities. You can't just sit at home and watch TV. You know, I did volleyball. I did track. You know, I did gymnastics. And my father was like, no, you're going to do more than just sit around the house and talk on the phone and watch TV like girls do. No.
Yeah, he kept you active.
Like, he kept me active and busy.
Mm-hmm. No, and that's a good thing, though. So it's kind of like it shows being what I heard, though, was kind of cool, though, because, and we never really touch on it, but you being raised by a man essentially gave you more of a non-nurturing emotional attachment when it comes to
relationships. Right, I was thinking about that too.
you know, and you know, I think about that.
He gave you the raw, uncut version of parenthood.
Right, like, look, get what you need and keep it moving. You, like you say, it's just sex. You ain't got to spend a night. It's not necessary. It's not necessary. Anybody,
because
look,
I think my dad never really, like, he will always give us hugs. But I don't remember him growing up saying, I love you. I remember him telling me he loved me in 1996, and I graduated from high school.
Wow.
But he will always say, you're daddy's girl. He will always say, come get daddy a hug. He will always kiss me on the forehead. But when I graduated from high school, he said, daddy loves you. And I was like, he didn't say that to me in a long time. You know, but now it's
like,
more.
Right.
You know what? I'm sitting here raising my hand like I'm at school because I have so many questions. Oh, my God, I just want to get all in your business. I love it when you have colleagues that are just, you know what I'm saying, so engaged in the conversation. So I promise I'm just one question. Now that you said that your dad, he wasn't really a I love you when you leave out, I love you. Do you find yourself with, I mean, I know you have that nigga mentality, as you call it, but do you find yourself, like, if you really like somebody or really have fallen in love? Because I know you've been in love in your life. I know, you know what I'm saying? Like, you said you're 39. Is it hard for you to tell somebody that you love them?
No, not
because
at all.
Okay.
No.
Okay. See, that's
not
good.
At all.
That's good.
I learned to find balance. I learned, and I prayed about balance because, so my dad was a single parent. His brother and my aunt took care of me and my sister. Me and my sister were 7 years apart. So I had to stay, I spent a lot of time with my uncle and his wife growing up. So she and he said, well, you know, your dad loves you. You know, that's why he's working two jobs and things of that nature. So I knew he loved us, but he just didn't really say it, but he showed it. And when I got to college, it was just like, because I was away from him, he was all right, daddy loves you. Or, you know, dad, he'll say, love you, baby girl.
I promise you, I used to hear the same thing from my daddy. It was so, so strange because it was like
I
moved out the house, it was, I love you and stuff like that. But while I was there, nah, it really wasn't that. It was a hug on his way out the door and kept it moving.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but he will always kiss me on the forehead goodnight. He worked late. I'm in the bed. He comes, he'll tuck me in, kiss me on the forehead, but he wouldn't say the words. But I knew it was there. But 1996, I graduated from high school. He was like, daddy love you, and that's daddy's girl. Then I moved away, and, all right, you know, daddy going to miss you. Daddy love you. And daddy don't want you to go because everything is daddy. Daddy don't want you to go, but I know you got to live your life, you know. So I'm like, okay. And now it's off the rip. Oh, baby girl, you don't love daddy no more. Daddy still love you. So it's so constant, I guess, you know, in his older years and I'm being here and he's there and, you know, it's a little different. So, but I appreciate everything he instilled and I'm still like, nigga, you ain't got to do nothing. My daddy's name is what it is, and I'm quick to call out his full name. And I'm talking about that three times a week, faithfully. And if
so
not, then it's
sign.
A problem.
A real 100% daddy's girl. You know, somebody
yes.
That's a clear sign to give you their number.
But that's
like,
a sign. Your childhood definitely formed your adulthood. The way you deal with guys
yeah.
has everything to do with it. Well, thank you for
yes.
calling, Carla. We appreciate
you. You know
thank
what,
you.
Carla? Right. We're going to put you back on mute, but I do want to tell you that there was two shows. I don't know if this is your first time calling in, but there was
it's
two
not.
Shows that you definitely needed to call in on, and that was the one we had about the one you let get away.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Oh, my God.
Off love, put aside. Yes. We had that show a couple of weeks ago. And the one that Ayanna talked about was about the independent women.
Yes.
But I do
want to
thank
you
for
thank you.
Sharing your story. And I hope you continue to listen. We have about 20 more minutes left on the show tonight. But we got some real good information for people as well. We have a few other callers. So thank you again.
You're welcome. All right.
Mm-mm.
See? Ayanna.
Her whole relationship with her daddy affected her whole relationship.
Everything
with
yes.
she deal with
what?
Today. Like, it's things like that that you just be like, you know. And then it's funny because with us, we picked up particular situations, right? But like that caller was like, it was the entire childhood, like her in everything. It wasn't one specific situation. It was the way he raised her. So now she's one of them women that be like, well, like she said, she had how many dildos in the drawer? Like, I don't even know. She had a lot of them. She had a lot. I don't know.
That's
crazy.
Yeah.
That's crazy. I love it, though.
I love soul just now. Because I'm just sitting here thinking, and when I said I'm jealous, I really am. Because when I think back on it, my mom was not real big on telling us, you know, I love you, I love you, I love
right.
you. Stuff like that, but and then my dad died when I was 14, so I pretty much had to figure it out. My mom has worked 2 and 3 jobs ever since I was.
Wow,
yeah.
But
so
that's
I pretty
why
much
you,
as
why you
adult,
grow,
I had to
you didn't
this
even
thing
connect
out.
That though. But that's why you grind the way you grind.
So it makes sense. That's why I do everything I do. I'm a hustler. Some people don't understand that. They say I'm too busy, I don't have enough time, but this is what I've seen all my life. I've always seen my mom working hard. So when I get up to go to school, she's already gone to work. When I lay down and go to sleep, mm-hmm. she hasn't come in from her second job yet. So she was never really like a hugger, I love you, this, that, and the other. But I find when I'm in a relationship, I want those hugs from my mate. I want to hear him
right.
say, I love you. This is the stuff that I need, you
mm-hmm.
know what I'm saying, to feel good. So,
right.
Whew, people.
See, and I get it,
yeah, this,
and I guess with me, it's interesting because, like I say, my dad didn't really say I love you like the last caller. You know what I'm saying? It was the things that he did, so it was actionable items, right? But to
right.
this day, when me and my mom on the phone, no matter even if we, unless we get into an argument on the phone, every time I get off the phone with her, I tell her I love her. I do it every single time. It's just what we, and I don't know if it's because I didn't hear it a lot growing up, and I want to make sure that you know it now, or, you know what I'm saying? But, yeah, so things, yeah, definitely what you go through in your childhood affects your grown relationships. All of them.
But a lot of people won't admit that. A lot of people just won't think about it. Because
it's
not
right?
something that you actually think about on a daily basis or just on a basis period when you're sitting back trying to reflect on why this relationship didn't go the way you felt like it should have went or something like that.
Right.
A lot of people don't think, well, maybe because, hell, when I was 11, my so-called boyfriend decided he wanted to date all my other friends and he didn't want to help me deliver no papers no more. Like, that started my break of trust.
I need you to tell me his name. I'm going to find him on Facebook. But, like, I
have a friend. I'm going to find him. I'm going home for Thanksgiving, and I'm sure I'm going to run into him, and I'm going to tell him it's his fault.
Yes.
It's his fault.
That's
Let's
funny.
Take another
but
call
you know,
real quick.
You want,
Let's
look,
go ahead. You want to talk
no,
another
I'm
call?
No, I was going to say, I had a friend growing up, and she – they moved around a lot growing up. And so in her relationship today, one of the things that she says she always looks for is stability. And if she feels like if a guy can't give her stability, she can't stand a relationship. But I don't think she's ever connected it to the fact that you moved around a lot when you was a child.
As a child.
You weren't stable from what you know what I'm saying, from a child's perspective. Like, they be living here, and then the next thing you know, they living somewhere else. And I'm like, we was, you know, but I don't think she's ever connected to that's why you look for, like, that's the main thing a guy has to have for her to date him. Like, he got to have money, and he got to have his own crib, and I need to know that, like, that's what he's doing. Like, he can't be changing jobs and trying to move. Like, I need stability. And I'd be like, girl, relax. Like, it's not that serious. But now thinking about it and us talking about this is like, that's what it is. That's where it comes from.
And it's really that serious.
It really is that serious.
And people don't understand that, or they don't even think about it. And that's the crazy thing. But,
yeah.
Whew. Okay, let's take another caller. Caller with the last 4 of 9846. Good evening, caller. You're tuned in with Against All Odds with Renita and Ayana. We're talking about childhood.
Hello?
And if you're, hello?
Yo, what's up, Renita?
Hello?
And Ayana, Dwayne. Can y'all hear me?
We can hear you, Dwayne. What's going on?
What's going on? Hey, I'm going to see y'all show tonight, right? Now I'm going to tell y'all something that's pretty, that I guess what, as I grew up, how I grew up or whatever, right? There's two things that I learned from my parents. Like, I grew up with, you know, like, in a single-parent household, but I also, you know, spent time with my father growing up, right? And it's like, the way I learned was I wanted to be the opposite of both my parents. As in, my father, he was married the whole time, me growing up with my stepmother, but he was like a player. He always cheated on my stepmother. So I always said, so when I grew up and as I started dating, I never wanted to be a cheater. So, like, every girlfriend I ever had, I never cheated. Because I used to see my father do it. Like, nah, I ain't trying to be like that client. Fuck that. Right?
Right.
But then, on the flip side, my mother was like, just like that one caller said, and just like what you said, Ayana, about your father, my mother was a nurturer and did everything for me, showed me that she loved me, but she never said it. Like, even to today, it's like my mother will hardly ever tell me that she loves me. But since my daughter's in the world, he tells her that all day, every day, right? But I know that she loves me, right?
Right.
And so I end up getting married, and I married a woman who's like my mother, and it was the worst mistake of my life. I should have, because I always dated women that was the opposite of my mother. Huh?
Your wife never told you that she loved you?
Correct. My wife was like my mother. And you know how people say, I want to marry a man that's like my father, or they say that you should marry a woman that's like your mother. But sometimes that's not the case.
I agree.
Now that I look back at my dating, all of my successful relationships I've ever had was women that was always opposite of my mother. They had totally different personalities than my mother had.
But that's because that's what you were looking, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's where you were looking for the positiveness to come from. You know what I'm saying? Like, you needed that, like Renita said, you need that love, that nurturing that you necessarily weren't getting from her. So in your relationships, when you get that, you might put a little bit more into it because you're like, okay, she's telling me how she really feels, so this is dope. You know what I'm saying? But it affected your it affects how you look at relationships today. And I think that's another prime example. When you say being the
prime example.
Yes. Very much so. Exactly. Like, but
right,
no,
right.
Prime example.
So it does affect, I guess, your life as you grow up. It does affect your relationships as you get older. So I guess now, since I have a daughter, I do all those things that everybody say about their fathers. Like, with my daughter, I always let her know, you know, the number one man is in her life is her dad, but I also tell her this, one day you will be married. You will get married, and I will have to let you go to your husband, but daddy will never go away. You get what I'm saying?
Right.
When you have a father in your life, women get married, and they don't want to lose to their husband. They too, my daddy this, my daddy that, but, like, but you're my wife now. You get what I'm saying?
I'm not that bad.
That's a set of problems.
That last caller, she that bad. I ain't that bad. That last
okay,
call.
Okay, that's
though.
Good. I'm the one to take give her my number. No, I'm sorry.
she say her daddy name like 3 times a week. Like, listen, I am the child,
right?
Of, so don't try.
See, that's a problem, though.
I'm not that,
you know,
bad. I'm not that bad.
Yeah, you can't. If you want a man in your life, you can't be, because he's gonna ask you. Because a man, because I know I've said this to women before too. Like, well, goddamn, you need to be dating your daddy then. You know, because they don't leave room for no man in their life because they're too busy talking about their daddy. That's it, ladies. Right. I ain't going to take up too much time. Y'all doing a great job.
You know what? Well, thank you for calling in, and thank you for sharing your story.
All right, thanks.
Let's pay some bills, Ayanna.
All alarm companies call the police after a break-in. Most burglaries take place between 10 a.m. and 3 p.m. Home alarm systems don't prevent burglaries. Be proactive. Get a Digital Guard wireless HD home camera system and monitoring. Systems start as low as $684.63, or you can lease a Digital Guard HD wireless home camera system with no credit check for only $50 a month with $275 down for 14 months. Call Digital Guard at 888-640-5777, hit option 2, and use the promo code Renita, because what you can't see will hurt you.
Okay, we're back with Against All Odds with Renita Graves and Ayanna Muhammad. Tonight we're talking about how your childhood defines your love life today. And we've heard some great stories.
Yeah, but it's funny. I just don't think people really realize how much it really does. It really does. And I think that that's the thing is, the key thing is identifying it. Like I said, there's so many people that don't even identify the reason you date the way you date or look for the type of people that you look for. It has everything to do with what you went through as a child. Everything.
Everything.
I mean, even your little boyfriend that didn't help you deliver them papers when you was
girl,
like,
girl, I'm gonna beat his butt.
We fighting on sight when I see him. Oh my god, I need to meet this guy. I really need to meet this guy. Like, I need to really know.
Everything was messed up. I'm blaming it on him.
Period. Oh my god, that is so funny.
Y'all done made me bring that back to life, and now I got a whole attitude.
Technically he cheated on you at what, 12? At 12?
Hey.
He cheated on, so.
I know I was young. I can't even remember the exact age, but I was young.
Right.
And you know what?
Now,
he hurt
all
my feelings. He broke my trust.
Relationships, like, is he going to help me deliver these papers or not? Nah? Because I don't really know where this is going to go.
On the real, you know what I'm saying? 100% real. On the real tip, I do go into every relationship with a notion that things may seem okay on the surface, but in reality, I'm not going to be able to trust this person.
Wow.
And that's not good, and it's not healthy,
mm-hmm.
but it's
no.
reality.
Yeah.
It's reality.
No, I mean, but the thing is that you're aware of it, and it's just something that you need to work on. You know what I'm saying? Like, you can't look at any little thing as breaking trust. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's something you have to work on. Just like I have to work on the fact that, one, it is highly possible that I may not meet a man that's going to treat me the way my father did. You know what I'm saying? But like, he's not going to treat me exactly the way my daddy did. So I need to understand that that doesn't mean he's not a good guy. It's just that you have to look for what makes that person good. You know what I'm saying? So I'm going to work on it. No promises. You know me. 2018 coming up.
I know.
So, you know, I do something different in 2018.
But let me run down these 18 habits from our childhood that can most definitely affect our relationships today. The first one is abandonment. Abandonment.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
If you've been deprived emotionally, sense of entitlement,
or rotten to the core.
Rotten to the core.
defectiveness. You know, a child that's been neglected, I could see them having this issue because they feel like they shouldn't be loved by anybody.
Like you find girls have been neglected or, and so what they're doing is they always searching for that love.
They searching for the love, and they may be searching in all the wrong places. Their unrelenting standards. Your standards is too high, or they may be too low. Mistrust.
True.
That's mine. Mistrust slash
right.
abuse. Me and this dude didn't fight, but he broke my trust.
He broke your
self-sacrifice.
Lord.
Here's another one. Self-sacrifice. When you sacrifice the things that make you happy in order to make somebody else happy. If
so you become a people
kids,
pleaser.
Exactly. If you were one of those kids that always wanted to please your friends and please somebody else, oh, my God,
right.
people, we may have to do a part two to this show.
Okay.
Social
so I can see
isolation.
Not a popular kid, so you now you a people pleaser because you wasn't a popular kid in school or something. You know what I'm saying? Like, oh,
right.
yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Dependence. Vulnerability.
Yeah. Oh, that one. That's a whole show by itself right there.
That's a whole show. We might have to bring that on and do one.
Right.
A sense of weakness. Failure.
I can see it. Oh, yeah. You did. Yeah.
Failure.
So you overdo everything in your relationship because you didn't
right.
fail. You failed at certain things as a child. So now in your relationship, you overdoing everything. Everything.
Everything.
Yeah. Yes.
Insufficient
like ironing
self-control.
Clothes. Never mind. Ironing clothes. Never mind. I'm sorry.
Approval seeking. Somebody is always seeking approval. Hey.
So
negativity.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Inhibition. They afraid to show emotions. And the last one is punitiveness.
Somebody that always
believes that they deserve to be punished. These are real issues, real facts, real things that affect your love life today. Things that you may have gone through as a child that defines
mm-hmm.
what you're going through today in your love life. Next week, everybody, we're going to take a break from the show, and we're going to come back the week after. But we
it's
will have
day.
A show. Yes, Turkey Day. Happy Thanksgiving, everybody. We will have a show. So if you missed our domestic violence part two, it'll be playing at 8 o'clock next Thursday. Please listen to it, and we'll come back the following Thursday with a topic that you all will love. Thanks
mm-hmm.
again. Oh, let's not forget, go out to victimstoppers.us, get you some self-defense products, get you some alarm monitoring systems to help secure your home, your business, all that good stuff. Want to thank you all again, all the callers, all the listeners. We appreciate your supporting us until 2 weeks. 2 weeks, you guys. We'll be back 2 weeks.
And happy Turkey Day. Enjoy your family.
Good night.
Good night.
Having a camera system is not enough. We are told that surveillance cameras are effective crime-fighting tools because they deter and or record evidence of criminal activity. But this information is false. Deterrence only works on some people, not all. One only has to keep up with the news being reported from around the world, and we see day after day of overnight burglaries or smash and grabs of businesses when they're closed. And these businesses have cameras. Cameras are great to record crimes, and they give you a record after a crime is committed. Criminals don't care if they are caught on video. They only care if they get caught in the act of a crime. You may be asking, why use Digital Guard remote monitoring to protect your business or home? Why hire Digital Guard remote monitoring instead of hiring a security guard? What makes Digital Guard remote monitoring different from alarm monitoring companies? The answers to your questions are, what is the answer? The answer is Digital Guard live surveillance monitoring. Digital Guard Live Surveillance Monitoring has been used to improve or replace traditional security guard services for many businesses. Our solution is a proactive and more effective way to preventing the act of a crime at less than 75% of the cost of having security guards. Digital Guard Live Surveillance Monitoring eliminates all of those associated fees that come with hiring a security guard staff. Digital Guard Live Surveillance Monitoring solves the problem of businesses burglarized overnight when they're closed. Our command center views live real-time video from any installed camera on our network. Upon viewing an attempted security breach, we can either dispatch a security response unit or immediately contact law enforcement. Digital Guard remote monitoring will improve safety, reduce accidents, reduce shrinkage, increase bottom line, raise staff accountability, and give business owners a sense of peace. Criminals don't care if they are caught on video. They only care if they get caught in the act of a crime. Be proactive, not reactive, when it comes to protecting your business or home. To get started, contact us at 888-640-5777, option 2, or visit www.digitalguardlive.com.